Listen, I saw a piece in CT Insider yesterday, and why Connecticut residents are heading out of state to buy cannabis. Our laws are strict, and I just want to talk about it. So we're lucky that we're able to talk about it with the gentleman who wrote it. Jordan Fenster joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, Brian. How's it going?
It's going good. Listen, this is something we've actually talked about on our show because, and mainly on price, someone who's involved in the program, not going to mention who, will drive just, you know, over to Massachusetts and buy there because it's cheaper. And my first question before we get into other reasons, like, how much cheaper is it in Massachusetts compared to Connecticut?
You know, it actually depends on where you are in Massachusetts. If you're further deep, if you're deeper into the state, it gets a little more expensive. But these places know that if they're on the Connecticut border, they can lower their prices. It's not that much cheaper, in all honesty. It's a little bit cheaper also in New York because of taxes. But Massachusetts is because they have an overproduction issue.
Right,
it ends up not being all that much cheaper. The real difference is the optionality. They just have more options there than we do here.
So it's marginally cheaper, and it's interesting. So they, you know, the ones up in Springfield, I know you talked to like INSA, I think is right in Springfield,
yeah,
right off of 91. They'll price it competitively to draw people in, and that makes sense. And you know, I also hear in New York that, you know, there's a pretty healthy illicit market in New York, and a lot of it's because they overproduce in California and the stuff somehow ends up in bodegas in New York. But you know, when it comes to you called it optionality, and to me that means sort of choices, right? Product choices and variability. And you also talk about customer service or what a bit. Like, what is wrong? Why is Connecticut's? I mean, and again, we're not condoning it. It is a legal product, and it's sort of an emerging thing. So I like to talk about it because people, you know, to learn about it and see what the culture's like. Why is Connecticut's is so boring when it comes to this stuff?
I think that when they passed the law legalizing the market, they were really trying to balance, you know, to not condone this, to not really promote it, and really give it, you know, give it the opportunity to grow on its own, and no pun intended there, not have it spread to people who would abuse it. You know, it is a substance that can be abused. And so they really tried to make it to be careful in that regard. And the result is, of course, that you don't have that boutique feel that you have when you go to Massachusetts or New York, legal places in New York as well.
You walk into a place in Massachusetts, they're like, hey, how can I help you? Like, and you're like, well, I need help sleeping or this or that. And they're like, well, this is what you can do. You can try this. You can try that. Whereas in Connecticut, it's a little more industrial, like where it is.
And they're not even allowed to, even though people go to Connecticut, the laws and regulations, I'm not actually sure if it's a law or a regulation, but the rules say that the bud tenders are not really allowed to promote one product over another. So if I go in and say I need something to help me sleep, they're, even though they know their customers really want that, they're not allowed to promote one, you know, like one thing over another. Yeah. Whereas if you go to Massachusetts, I could say, well, I need something to help me sleep, and they will point out, they will walk me over to the very beautiful display and say, you know, look at all the options we have for sleep here.
Yeah, we're talking with Jordan Fenster from CT Insider. Again, you go to ctinsider.com to read the piece. He always does a good job with this stuff. And I'm curious, like, is there any way to know the overall number of dollars lost based on this movement?
You know, I tried to find that out. I would say there is no specific way to know at the moment. The state doesn't have numbers on that in that regard.
Well, it's hard to know because, I mean, unless they could find a way to track like the licenses of everyone who buys in Massachusetts, and you could then see who's got Connecticut licenses and then total it up is the only way. But how do you do that?
Right. And that would be scary, I think, if they were tracking license plates of people buying cannabis overstate, out of state. But there's definitely a loss. But remember, a lot of the companies that, like, both the two companies I spoke with, INSA and Fine Fettel, both have locations in Connecticut and in Massachusetts. So what's being lost is the tax tax
right. revenue. Right. Hey, you know, my last question is, are the officials who run this stuff, we know there's been a lot of problems on that end too, are they aware? Is there some sort of conversation being had to, you know, change this, or everyone seems happy with the way it is, with modest growth, and keep it as bland as it is?
Well, DC, you know, the Department of Consumer Protection, they are enforcing the laws as the legislature passed. And I would say that there is a continuing conversation ongoing. You know, that what everybody tells me is that this is an emerging market. This is a new thing in Connecticut still. It's only, you know, since, you know, a year and a half or something like that, since the, you know, almost 2 years since the market opened. And so, you know, it's going to change, and it's going to mature as time goes on. And the laws will grow and evolve as the market and as the state requires.
I'm just curious, you know, since you've covered this stuff now for a couple of years, right? I mean, has this progressed the way you thought it would?
I think it's progressed the way I thought it would based on the laws that it was passed. I would have hoped that there would be a little more of a medical market now than there was,
right.
But that's just a hope more than what I thought.
Yeah.
It's borne out similarly, I think, in Connecticut as it has in other states where the medical market has suffered as the recreational market has grown.
Jordan, great stuff. Yeah, good stuff. We appreciate the time. And again, people can go to ctinsider.com. It's Fenster, Fenster, if you want to Google it. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right, Jordan Fenster does a great job for CT Insider. He covers a whole bunch of stuff, not just the world of cannabis. He does a whole range of public health and social justice issues and so on and so forth. And he's a good guest. He knows his stuff. Good reporter.